We're back. Here we are. It is the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast, Series 4, Episode 2.
Woo!
Hello.
Oh, come on, Harv. You can do better than that.
I'm not going to go woo like Lise did.
You really should.
Okay. Woo!
Yes, that was a bit camp. I'm going to say it. It was, wasn't it, Lise?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Here we are.
This is who I am.
Episode 2, Season 4.
I'm back within like 2 weeks.
I know. Mental, isn't it?
3, maybe.
You know why, though?
Because we're efficient.
Yes. That, and because we got some more people in the room with us. Which is amazing. But we're not going to introduce them yet. Two good looking lads. That's all I'm saying.
And not you and Harv.
Oh, that's kind, Lise.
Four good looking lads.
Four good looking lads.
There you go. So welcome, everyone. This is the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. We are here talking everything mental health. Is just free friends, isn't it?
It is.
You can support us. How are you going to do that?
There's many ways you can do that. You can go to badco.uk, click on the podcast bit, and then the donate bit.
See, he knows this off by heart, but he always pretends like he doesn't know it.
No, he doesn't know it's coming. It's like a surprise every week.
I have to imagine it. I have to imagine the website in my head.
Yeah, that's right.
And then scroll to the right about 4, then click on it, then go down to the bottom.
Yeah.
So you can choose various amounts.
Yeah, podcast on the website, badco.uk, scroll to the bottom, click on there. And people donate. And
I said there was loads of ways, but that's the only way.
Well, for the podcast, yeah, it is. But you can support the Brave and Determined by buying hoodies, coffee. You can just give us money if you want. That's really cool.
You could fundraise for
us.
Wow. Talking about fundraising, we've got two good-looking lads in the room, but we'll come back to that in a minute. So we are talking everything mental health. First of all, let's have a check-in. How are you, Harv?
I'm actually really good. Thank you. I'm feeling rested.
Even though you just done 5K?
Yeah, because I'm at that stage now where 5K is just a light run, which is
a lovely place to be.
And I did it at Lisa's pace as well, yeah. Yeah. No offence. Sorry.
None taken. I'm slow. I don't mind.
It's a bit offensive.
Well, yeah. Anyway. But no, generally, I'm good. Lise?
I've got the lurgy this week.
Really? You sound like you've got the lurgy.
Well, it's on its way out. But earlier this week, I'm sniffing.
You probably need to train more.
Yes, I think that is the answer.
After what we said last week, we had a bit of feedback about that.
Did you?
Yeah, about how, no wonder she's tired. I'm like, no, she needs to train harder and more often.
I've already had one rest day this week. Only Thursday. Wow. Which is unusual for me. And I've got another one planned either tomorrow or Saturday. So
amazing.
Two a week. So apart from having the lurgy, I think I'm all right, yeah. I could do a bit more sleep.
But couldn't everyone?
Couldn't we all?
Yeah.
Do you know what else? Talking of sleep, which has really excited me in the last 2 weeks.
Excited about sleep?
Well, excited about waking up. I bought...
It's Christmas!
Nearly that excited. I bought one of the cheap, like, Lumi alarm clocks from Lidl's in the middle aisle the other day. You know, you get sucked into buying something in the middle aisle.
What's a Lumi?
That's the sun thing, isn't
it? Yeah, the sun clocks for adults, like the grow clocks for adults.
It lights up rather than ringing a bell or whatever.
And it's amazing.
Oh.
It's changed the way I wake up.
It's changed my life.
It has. When I bought it, I thought, this is a bit of one of those things I'm never going to use.
It's funny you say that because this podcast is sponsored by Lumi. Oh. If you want to send us
a real one, so I don't have to deal with the Lidl's one, which just has to be reset every time the electric goes off or someone unplugs it. But it's brilliant.
There you go.
Yeah. I need more details. So
you
set, what does it do?
You set the alarm for 30 minutes before you want to wake up. I do it 15 because I don't want to wake up 30 minutes before I need to get up. And then the point at which you set the alarm...
Hang on. Whoa. Stop there. Harv, explain that confused face.
You set the alarm 30 minutes before you want to get up?
Yes. Because it's not...
that's why I'm confused.
Because it's not like an alarm that's going to like get you straight out of bed. So it doesn't you don't necessarily wake up the instant it turns on. But it drags you out of your sleep gradually because it's a light that like gets brighter as it comes on.
What, over half an hour?
Over that half an hour. So I've said it 15 minutes.
It's supposed to replicate the sun.
Yeah, natural waking up.
But some people would say it would mess up your circadian rhythms because your body clock would then align to that and not the actual sun.
But yeah, I'm loving it.
Know what I'm saying?
I wish I'd done it sooner.
Well, there you go.
So yeah, get yourself a Lumi cheap alarm clock in Lidl, £17 middle aisle.
Maybe. Well, we're sponsored by Lumi though, so you can't say that.
But yeah, that's been helpful in my sleep. But apart from that, I'm good. You?
Excellent. The beginning of this week was pretty bad, but it's good now.
Good.
Yeah, I was like, so Monday, went into work. I can't remember what happened. It feels like a long time ago. But went into work and left work that night feeling like I'd been in a ring with Conor McGregor. Mm. and was like, I don't know how I'm going to get all this stuff done. So then obsessively, compulsively, for only an hour, so it's probably a misuse of that term, wrote lists of what I was going to do and how I was going to do it. Yeah, but it was a bit over the top.
Oh, okay.
And then spent the next day like, I've got to get everything achieved here. So I'm really going to like focus on this and do everything. And then was like, I don't think I'm all right. I think I'm going a bit crazy here. And then yesterday, work wasn't too bad. And it was pretty mediocre. My dad's back in hospital, which isn't really helping things. And then went out for dinner with a good mate of mine.
Mm, he did.
Oh, where did you go? Anywhere nice?
Went to the Grosvenor just to grab the pizza.
Nice.
We had to move some stuff yesterday, didn't we?
We had to move some gym stuff.
Oh, yes.
We?
I saw the video in the van, which was going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That,
sort of that
yeah.
kind of noise. Not quite.
That could have been a rant, but it's not. But
yeah.
It could be.
And you can't rant about Orvando.
Orvando,
yeah. Because we borrowed his van. You can't. He lends it to us for nothing. You can't rant about that.
Okay. It's annoying, though.
It is annoying, but thanks for your van. If anyone out there wants to give us a van, we need a van, don't we?
Black or yellow?
Black or yellow to go with our colours. Like, so if you're driving an XAA van and you want red, give us a shout. Braveanddeterminedcompany@gmail.com. Yeah, and so I went out for dinner with a mate and woke up this morning feeling a lot better than I did. And it just goes to show that hanging out with a mate and obviously office lady was there and we did some moving of stuff, I felt a lot better. So there you go.
Wow, that's nice to hear.
Yeah, go outside, do some stuff, hang out with some people.
Yeah.
And I felt a lot better.
Good. And good that you recognise it. You know, like you say, like in the week, you were like, this isn't right. I'm
well,
not,
the other thing is, I got a shitload of my list done.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I feel better because I've got loads of that done. You know, do you know what I mean? On Monday, I had all these targets I had to hit through the week. We're now on Thursday night. And because I achieved all of the targets, I'm like, yeah, cool. But Monday, I just let it get to me a bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But other things, we've got a hot tub, one of these inflatable ones, and we put that up. And that's really, really good family time. I said this to Harv yesterday, because you can't have a phone in there and you can't have a TV in there.
Yeah, no distractions.
And so people get people. We don't just invite random people in.
Come on in.
Yeah.
Maybe
our family.
Maybe you should be like, switch off for an hour. Leave your phone at the gate.
He told his daughter on the phone last night that I was coming back to the hot tub with him. She didn't know how to process that.
She goes, is he?
I didn't.
And that's really good time for us as a family to chill. And so that also helped. So things are good. If you'd have asked me this on Monday, well, you wouldn't have asked me on Monday, because if we had this on Monday, I would have cancelled it because I'd have said I'm not up for it. But there you go. It just goes to show as well how the ups and downs of life get to us, doesn't it?
Very true.
Yes.
And 48 hours ago, I felt a bit crap and now I feel good. So there you go. Good. I'm all right. So long and short of it is, I'm doing
all
good,
right.
Thanks.
We're all right.
Yeah.
So beautifully explained as well, that.
Do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, really good. I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah, like 2 days ago, I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm cool.
Exactly.
Again.
Life is a bit like that.
It's a roller coaster, in the words of
Ronan Keating.
There you go. See, I knew she was going to say that. We just got our sing out tune for Lise as well.
Oh, yeah. We'll crack that one out later.
I can do it in a bit of an Irish accent as well.
Oh, can you? Yeah. Talking about accents, let's have. So we're looking at the update for the charity. And go on, you do it.
We're having a burn dance.
In the words of Uncle Vryn, we're having a barn dance.
A barn dance.
Amazing. Tell us more, Lise.
Wow. We have talked about this before. We had a lovely grant given to us by the NFU, and some of that money is being used to put on a farming event.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, a farming-based event.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we have decided to do a barn dance. I know Al has been very busy planning, hasn't she? Very busy.
Yes, she has.
And she's got a venue. She's got a band.
She hasn't got a venue.
Oh, you said in the text you got a venue.
No.
She's working on the venue.
No, definitely haven't got a venue.
Okay.
That's the showstopper. We've got loads of other stuff organised.
If you've got a venue.
If you've got a barn.
And you want to dedicate? What's the word? Not dedicate.
Donate.
Well, we don't have to have it. We only need
just
it for
the
night. But this episode is also sponsored by Barnes, which is funny. So if anyone's got a barn.
Barnes.com.
Barnes. Got a barn. So we need a venue, but we have got an event in the pipeline.
We have. It's going to be
fun. We've got some line dancing.
Yeah.
We've got a rodeo.
Lisa's very excited.
I am. I'm going to get some...
I was just about to ask you that.
Some boots.
Some cowboy boots.
Yeah. Hell yeah. And a hat.
Well, it's funny you say that, because yesterday, Harv was talking about how he's going to get cowboy boots and hot pants.
Oh, yes.
Your words. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Ooh. Totally remember that.
I might come as Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
Are you trying to one-up me, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
We could come as the Duke brothers.
Oh, yeah.
It would. I mean, it's a bit, you know...
Were they? They got no.
No, they were brothers. They weren't gay.
No, say were they cowboys?
It was Bo and Luke Duke, but because of like the General Lee and stuff, it wasn't really politically correct.
Yeah, it's a little bit divisive.
Yeah, it was a little bit redneck. So probably we won't do that. But if anyone has got a Dodge Charge, no. We got two lads in here who might come as if anyone's got an orange Dodge Charger they want to lend us for the evening, I think it was a 1976 Dodge Charger, then we'll definitely borrow that.
Yeah.
That would be really
cool. For more than the evening.
Yeah, that would be really
just
cool.
Have that. Just have that.
So we're having a barn dance. Yeah. I just want to jump in. There was one thing that I wanted to say. When we were texting and getting ready for this episode and we were saying what's going on, I kind of then all of a sudden realised that three of the four trustees are here. That's did we mention that on the
pod before? We did mention it, because I had to look back, but not last episode before.
We named and shamed me.
Yeah, but like I don't think we really said that three of the Brave and Determined trustees out of the four of us are in this room doing the podcast.
Probably not.
That's a pretty cool thing. And then it made me think we should invite OG on
it. We definitely should.
Yeah.
Because the fourth trustee, she should come and say hi.
Yeah, she should. Definitely should.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah,
so anyway.
And then we can minute it and count it as a meeting.
Yeah. You can just listen to our discussions.
When you say you look back, did you listen back?
No, I just looked at my agenda. I save each one.
Do you?
Yes.
Cool. Mine lasts about an hour and 4 minutes. Bearing in mind the podcast is an hour.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Right, next one.
Is that me?
That's you. Yeah,
when I point at you, Harv, that means you.
I wasn't looking. Leon's Backyard Ultra.
Hello.
Hello. Leon, again.
Leon loves it.
We talked about this, didn't we?
He was just about to do it on the podcast we just did. He was doing it that weekend.
Yeah. Yep. On a very wet and windy Sunday. Did you write this,
Lise? Yeah, I did.
It's like a story, isn't it, Lise?
At the end of September, young Leon went somewhere near Newcastle, bit scant on the detail there, Lise, to take part in a backyard ultra, running a 4.1 mile loop every hour on the hour.
Well, at least we got the actual distance, because last time it was...
I checked it.
3.7.
Some sort of loop that he's running.
Yeah.
Now, he finished around 1 a.m. Doesn't have his start time on it.
I think it was at like 10. Well, if you continue to read, you'll find out how long
you ran
for.
Keep reading, Hard. Keep reading. Go on.
Seamless as ever.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like we rehearsed
this. He finished around 1 a.m. after running 100K.
Woo!
That is amazing.
Works out around 15 to 16 hours of continually running that loop.
So that's my math working things backwards.
Good math.
It was quick math.
That was quick math.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's incredible, isn't it?
That is amazing.
And good lad, he raised nearly 1,500 quid.
Yeah.
That is amazing. He voice noted me afterwards and said, it wasn't tough enough, what shall I do next? And I went, Leon, just like,
calm down.
Have a rest.
I said, I don't really know, Leon. Like, what can I say?
Run the whole of the UK.
Run the world. You know, I don't know what else is harder than that. So big shout out to Chris and his children who took part in our very, very first charity skydive.
Yes.
We're going to talk about charity skydives a bit later on. They raised an amazing 555 quid in memory of his ex-wife and the children's mum. And that is amazing. So watch out on our Instagram. If you don't follow us, make sure you do.
Yes, there's some photos and a video coming.
Yeah.
Which
is amazing. So a big shout out to them and a massive, massive thank you.
And we've got the final total from the charity ball in.
Yeah.
Hang on. We've got a drum roll button.
Keep talking.
Okay. So yes, everything has been totted up. And
has been totted up. And the auction, the raffle.
Auction, raffle.
The money you raised.
I can do an applause. Oh. So go for it.
Okay. So the final total was. Oh, you're doing an applause. Sorry. I didn't hear what you said.
You've got to say the thing first.
Right, Lise, because I haven't got a drum roll.
Sorry.
I need to work it out to put a drum roll on it, because we keep saying we need a drum roll.
We do need a drum roll.
I'll take this thing home and I'll work it out.
That's what Harv was doing with the pen, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes, right. Let's go.
Okay.
Let's
go. So the final total was £5,000.
Five grand.
That's
amazing, isn't it?
That is awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And which brings the total over 3 years of doing charity balls to
over £20,000.
Woo!
That is amazing, isn't it?
That's extraordinary.
Hell of a lot of money.
So 3 years of of charity balls, over 20 grand.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad at all.
If anyone was in this room and looking for a challenge and they want to raise more than that, looking at these two handsome chaps, 20 grand, they'll do it in a week.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Amazing, isn't it? Right, next one.
Oh, Shaftesbury Carnival.
Shaftesbury Carnival. Tell us about Harv. Well, loves Carnival.
I love Carnival.
Is it your favourite day of the year?
Absolutely not, no. I mean, I do. The Carnival is great. I think I probably said exactly this last year. The Carnival is great. They do an amazing thing. It's really well attended in town. They raise a lot of money. It engages the community. It's really good. It is a good thing.
Yeah.
Keeps Coffee One really busy.
It does.
Yeah, but they shut early.
Do you? You don't shut early on no.
And miss the opportunity to stay open later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'd literally be in the shop if they opened it all evening. <when they, yeah. laughs>
Anyway, so as of last year and the year before, we have a little stall during the day, during the children's procession.
Yep.
Where we sell some merch.
Yep.
Which was a nice day again. And we drink a lot
chilly
of coffee.
Though, wasn't it?
It was a bit chilly.
It was a bit chilly.
It was a chilly day, actually.
Yeah.
And then in the evening is evening procession. But as we did last year and the year before, we collect all the cones up.
Yes.
Which
stealthily, I heard this year.
Stealthily?
Yeah.
Why?
Someone said they didn't see you.
Wow, that's how good we are.
That's how good you are. They said...
Why, did they see us last year?
Oh, yeah.
No, they said... I know that, said we'll be collecting the cones for the evening procession. And then someone said, I never saw you, but all the cones are gone.
There we go.
We're like, ninja.
It was
ninja
magic.
Ninja cone collectors.
I don't know how they don't see us when we're the first thing that goes through the procession.
And you got...
And we stick flags on the side of the car saying the brave and determined.
Maybe they just missed that part of the car.
Yeah. Anyway, as a way of giving back and working with the carnival, we do the cones. We collect them before the procession and then after when the roads are reopened, the ones that have been used to close the roads, we collect.
Yeah.
We did it in rapid time this
week. We ran it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We ran the whole thing.
Yeah.
What did we eat that night? Did we go? We went in a
burger.
I had
a burger in the G.
Did I have a burger?
Yeah, you did because you had to go on a shout, and then you were really worried, and you were texting me about what to eat.
And you had a burger. Yeah, I did have the burger.
I
know. Yeah, I know. I did steak and chips. Yeah. If anyone's got any food, I love food. Yeah. Don't you?
Food's great.
Yeah, it's like
I could do with some right now.
Yeah. There's Hobnobs there.
Oh, yeah, they haven't been opened yet.
I don't think we can eat on the podcast.
No, definitely not. No, I mean, who would?
Who would do such?
Who would eat and talk into a recording device, Lise?
I haven't done it lately, though, have I?
I reckon I could go back over the last 2 weeks and find one. Where, yeah, just eating a jelly baby. Hang on. Right.
We've also got a quiz night coming up. We haven't got a date yet, but we're having a quiz night to raise some funds for Kev, who is running the Marathon des Sables next year.
Which is 6 days of running like ultras.
And
Moroccan
it's even
Sahara.
More difficult this year because it's the
They've extended it by 20 kilos. 20 kilometres.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So one stage.
When's he actually doing that? What's the date?
It's in April next year.
April next year, yeah.
Is it? Wow.
I think the quiz is probably going to be in January.
Has he got a Just Giving page?
He has.
And what's that up to at the moment?
Oh, not a lot, actually. No, it's only...
We need to give him a boost, don't we?
Yeah, about 500... Is it 500-ish pounds?
I don't know.
It might not even be that much.
I mean, the scale of the challenge is massive.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Insane.
Not everybody knows what the Marathon des Sables is, do they?
No.
So it's good that we're talking about it because it is a massive, massive challenge.
It is massive.
So keep your eyes peeled on our socials for a date for that. And come along, because we love a quiz.
Keep them peeled.
Yes. Yeah, we do.
And there'll be a raffle.
And I'm going to do the next one, only because I want to read this first line.
Oh, no.
Our very own Harveston Bear, because that's his little nickname, because he is a Harveston Bear, is taking part in the New Forest Trails Marathon on the 7th of December with the awesome Ruby Whitmarsh. I didn't realise she was running it too.
Yeah, and another friend of hers is, and Kev, the aforementioned Kev, is doing the 50K version on the same day.
Just for fun.
Well, why not?
Why not?
Oh, our chief accidental running group. Oh, yeah. So Ruby Whitmarsh is the accidental running group route planner.
Yes.
Right.
She's our
that
chief
makes
route
sense.
Planner.
Ruby route planner.
Yeah. Ruby route planner.
So who's going to win?
I'm not there to win.
Who's going to? No, you and Ruby.
Oh, she might.
Is she quick?
She's quite quick.
She is quick.
I don't
she
know.
Does quite a bit of trail running, doesn't she?
She's a bit younger than you as well, isn't she?
She's a lot younger. Than me.
Yeah, like 15 years younger. Yeah.
So she should win. So Ruby,
are you old
isn't.
Enough to be her dad?
I don't know.
She's
no, I would have been. I mean,
she's 23.
If we lived in like Manchester or something,
then yes. Well, that's what you need to say. Is I'm old enough to be your father. Right, next one, Lise. I'm going to start this. Yeah. In fact, let me just introduce this bit because Lisa's debating doing the 100K is the last line. Go back and do the front bit, Lise.
Okay, so anyone else who out there who's thinking they might like to fundraise for us next year?
So who's head of fundraising these days?
Oh, is it me?
The wonderful Lisa Loves to Lift.
I think it might be. So yeah, so anyone out there who wants to fundraise for us, the Action Challenge group, who put on a lot of ultras across the country, are offering 25% off registration fees until the end of October.
Right.
Anyone who wants to sign up and use us as their charity. So you sign up with a charity place. And obviously there's a sort of stipulation as to how much money you have to raise.
What's the shortest distance?
They do 10Ks.
What, on the same day?
Yeah, so the Jurassic Coast, there's a 10K, 25K, 50.
So I'm going to say this event is accessible to anyone.
Yeah.
Because you could walk the 10K.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Right, well, this is a great fundraising
And there's
opportunity.
One in Bath as well. There's one in the South Down. There's all across the country. London, there's loads of them. So get on the website and have a look.
Well, fantastic.
And see,
because I will say that people fundraising for us is one of the best ways to support the charity, isn't
it? Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Which
and
we'll
like
talk
when
about
we did it the year before last, we had obviously you get like your number and on the back it tells you what charity you're walking for. So we had a lot of people ask us.
Yeah.
Who are the Brave and Determined?
There you
so
go.
It's another way to get out there as well. And like,
no, I think it's great. And I'm really pleased that you're going to take on that fundraising role because it means you can share stuff on socials.
Yes.
Like, you know, the boys who are in the room with us today, their impact on the social media was way more than they'll ever know.
Yes.
People were loving what they were seeing. And I think because they're a couple of cheeky chaps who bounce off each other quite well, some would say Shrek and Donkey. Ooh. I'm just saying.
Which one's others, which?
I'm not saying that.
Okay.
It's the comedy between the two of them.
Yeah. You're brilliant.
Or Batman and Robin.
Batman and Robin.
That's still out there of who's Batman and who's Robin.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's some faces being pulled in the room.
There is. But those guys.
The Batman one's pulling the face.
Yeah, yeah. What they don't realise is those guys and their interaction on our social media made a massive impact to people.
Yes.
And that was a really, really positive thing.
Yeah.
And so I think we really need to push that. So, like Leon, he we need him to engage with us on his social media.
Yeah,
so
when
his
he's
next
doing
challenge,
events, yeah.
We need him to say, right, go record yourself running and talk about us and why you're doing it and how you're doing it and the race and all that sort of stuff. And I think that'd be
definitely.
Really cool. So, yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, so watch your space. I might do the 100K.
That sounds like you will.
Well, what's might?
Well, I haven't got a challenge for next year yet.
What's it going to take to get you from a might to a will?
Someone else to do it with me.
She's looking at half.
I'm looking at all of you.
Okay, all of us.
100K. I'm all right.
Walking, not running.
I'm all right. I'm all right, thanks. Yeah. When is it?
It's usually May time.
I've got a lot on in May.
May's difficult month.
Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Getting ready for the harvest.
I think I will. It's like I would say I'm about 86% sure I'm going to do it.
86?
86, yeah. What a number.
How can we get you to 87 tonight? me and Harv will give you 10 quid
each. A bit
each.
Of peer pressure. Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Right, we can seamlessly link now into our wonderful guests, which is the amazing Taryn and the wonderful Laurie. And I'm pointing at the wrong people there.
Did you do that on purpose?
I don't know. But we're going to welcome them. So, guys, welcome to the Really Bad Mental Health Podcast. Here they are. Say hi. It's on. Yeah, it's on. You can talk.
Hello, everyone.
Yes,
we can hear.
Hey.
So that's Laurie.
Oh, hang on. Laurie's got a good pod voice.
He has, isn't he? Yeah.
Has he really?
And there's Taryn.
So I'm Batman, and I'll pass back to Robin.
He's claimed it.
That is
doors.
Definitely not how it is.
Right, guys. So firstly, thank you very much for coming in. You're both looking really good. Got some awesome hoodies on there. Sporting the Barco logo. Obviously the Hawkers Hill logo. Coffee number one. And it says on your chest, no retreat, no surrender. So tell us about what you did. What did you do?
So we gave ourselves a challenge this year of completing 4 marathons over 4 days, which adds up to be about 104 miles. We actually did 110 miles over 3.5 days.
Amazing. Why did you do it?
Sorry, what's the question again?
I mean, you're the perfect like fourth member of the podcast because we didn't know what's going on either.
So why did you do it? So you did 103 miles, or should have been, but and 104 miles, but ended up being 110.
Yeah, Laurie decided to take us 5 miles the wrong way on the second day.
Okay, let's not get in an argument now.
but we went through mental health, and obviously you guys reached out to us to help with the counselling. It's worked wonders for me, obviously for Laurie as well. So we just wanted to give back as much as possible.
I mean, what you guys did was pretty amazing, really, because we help lots of people, don't we? You know, it's what we do. Yeah. 262 people we've helped through early intervention, life-saving counselling so far. But you guys, off your own back, decided that you would just do something. Now, it wasn't an organised event. You paid for it all yourselves. The hotels, the logistics, the food. You asked for nothing from us and went down there and did something amazing. Planned your own route and all that sort of stuff.
The route wasn't planned, to be fair. We got to Torquay and we just winged it.
Did you? So did you, you had no route planner?
No route plan whatsoever.
And you just got up and just decided we've got to walk in this direction, so let's do that.
Yeah.
Did you walk on main road sometimes?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. Even in Storm Amy as well.
I thought you were doing like the Southwest Coast Path and you're just like following the coast path along.
The thing, that was a plan. In my head, it was a plan. But reality, no.
That's total winging it.
Yeah. That is winging it.
I think that's amazing. Just total winging it. So, let's talk about the highlight. What was the best part of the journey?
I think the best part of the journey was not going to work, for one. It's probably been the first holiday / bit of rest I've had all year. Probably the same for Taryn.
I think you're not using sure the term rest a bit.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I like to rest, guys. I like to walk 100 miles. So,
You guys, you both go to the gym. Laurie, you work at Hawkers. Shout out to Jack of Hawkers as well. He's a good lad. Helped us with everything that
he's
is
a great
back
lad.
Out.
Yeah,
he's
he really
top
is,
lad.
Yeah.
So you're quite an active person anyway, but walking 100 miles over 4 days, is that something that's a normal thing for you to do?
Oh, definitely not.
No?
No. I mean, I'd barely walk from the car park to the gym most days.
So, you know what I mean? So the highlight for you was 4 days off of walking and being outside.
Like, you know, all jokes aside, it's been really good to have some like time with Taryn. We've had some mega good chats, you know, we've had a lot of banter. We have had a couple of fallouts. But it's been mainly a bit of comedy for you guys.
There's a theory about if you're talking and walking, if you're talking side by side, you can talk more openly and more in depth than you would. If you were sat opposite each other, would you have been able to have the same conversations as you did when you were just walking, not aimlessly, because you knew, you well, sort of aimlessly, you had a general direction.
Just walking
you were
somewhere.
I mean, we've got a bit of a habit of upsetting each other. So he would say something, walk a little bit faster. You know, we're both carrying 20 kilo bags as well. So to catch up to each other was sometimes a bit hard. But, you know, Taryn's a little bit lighter than I am. So he had the head start.
Lauren, you got a real sexy voice.
Don't you listen to it all down. No one knows what to say after Zoom. Yes. Just like listening.
I'm like a bit mesmerized. Yeah.
It's just my deep, manly voice.
It's again. Like a real,
It's making me blush a little.
Lisa's wearing a burgundy jumper and her face
is just gone
the same
colour.
She's very red.
So that was the highlight. What was the low part? What was the part where you were, because there must have been, with any journey, travelling, like a race, walking a long distance, doing anything, there's always a really good bit. Mostly it's finishing. And there's a really bad bit. What was the bad bit for you, Laurie?
So we, on the first day, we started off nice and chilled. It was mainly sort of, you know, paths, a little bit of main road walking. About 4 hours into it, we just started going onto a main road, and this was only 45 seconds into it. We hear some sirens, some skidding going on. This car comes out of nowhere. It literally is going 60, 70 miles an hour. We then realize it's actually a police chase. It overtook a car, and then we think it saw us, swerved, hit the bank, and then it was on its roof. Glass everywhere. There's 3 kids that have just jumped out the car.
Jesus. What, 3 young lads?
3 young lads, yeah. 2 of them scarper pretty quick. I've decided I won't chase them, but I did hold on to one of them. When the police got there, they sort of arrested him and did whatever. But how fast that happened was very scary.
Yeah.
You know, if we had been 10 or 15 seconds faster, we would not be here.
You'd have been collected by that car.
100%, yeah. It was so fast. We didn't know what to do. We were really wobbly afterwards. But we didn't try to let it bother us too much. It did slow us down a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Well, it would. Yeah, I think that's fair.
You know, that for me, that's definitely been the worst part. But I'll pass you over to Taron because I'm sure he's going to give you some really good parts that we've had.
Yeah, so from you, Taron, what was your highlight? What was the best bit about the whole 110 miles?
The best bit was like the hill. Like we went up a 5 mile hill, didn't we? And I remember looking back and Laurie's just sweating. He's just literally...
he was sweating. He was literally just like...
broken. A mess.
Yeah. And I thought, I'm fine. I'm fine, you know? The worst part was walking from Bridport to Dorchester.
Right.
And we were in Storm Amy.
Yeah.
And
was that on the Saturday?
That's a Friday for us, wasn't it?
Because we were supposed to join you on a Saturday, but our lives got in the way and we couldn't make it.
Yeah. But another highlight was I was doing a live video, turning around, and you had Laurie talking to some sheep. Oh. So I just don't know what happened to
him. He just had a moment.
How does that reflect on you if he's talking to sheep?
I don't know. I mean, I had no choice but to be with him. So, there was no escape.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. So, you two, how long have you known each other?
I met him about 4 years ago, would you say, in Yeovil Coffee One when I helped out.
Oh, what, you both, because you live in Yeovil, don't you, Laurie? So then you guys met, both work at Coffee One, and that's how you met?
Yeah, he come in on, when he was working in a gym, and I basically transferred him over to Shaftesbury.
Well, so you thought that geezer's all right?
Yeah, yeah,
he should work in Shaftesbury. Yeah.
He'll do.
Yeah, exactly. And since then, we've just become best friends. You won't see any day where we're not together.
It's so I can only talk from my view of knowing you guys. So I've known you, Taron, for probably, it must be... For how long have you been in the Shaftesbury shop?
7 years.
So I've probably known who you are for that long. And then I've seen this wonderful bromance grow, and it's fantastic. And now I know you both of you guys have been through hell this year, and it's been really tough. And do you know what? The best thing that's come out of it for me is your friendship. I think it's fantastic. Because I'd say you guys are closer now than you've ever been.
Yeah, we've been close. Like, on my darkest days, Laurie's been there for me.
Yeah.
Likewise, hasn't it? When you've been, like, really down, I've been there for you. So I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we need to hug this out, man.
I mean, I wouldn't be here without Laurie or you guys.
Oh, bless
you. So I'm very thankful.
So what did the Brave and Determined do for you? Obviously, you know, you've been open and said that we helped you with some counselling, but what did that mean? If you look at Taron before therapy and Taron after therapy.
I mean, I had no confidence in me. I was just shout of myself where I am today. It just gave me a new outlook on life. Like before, I thought I'd be happy if I wasn't here.
Oh, wow.
But now I'm embracing life. And I want to help as many people as possible. So if you've got a next challenge lined up, I'm happy to take some.
There's 100K coming up.
100K walk coming up. If you want
that's
to
only walk. 60 miles. That's nothing
that's
for you
nothing.
Guys.
That's like a training walk for you two.
I'll happy.
I mean, it is along the Jurassic Coast. So it's not, you know, it's not a walk in the park. People, you know, it's not just 100K. There's a lot of hills in that.
No, I'd be up for it. 100%.
And then so...
Well, hang on, that's 100%. You were 86%.
Well, now I've got to be... I'm about 92 now. I've got someone to do it with.
Yeah.
Laurie, you up for it?
Yeah, I'm down.
So does that make it 100%?
Go on then.
Yay!
There you go, sorted. So Laurie, same question to you. Obviously, you know, we've the Brave and Determined have helped you out. So what difference has that made to Laurie before therapy and Laurie after therapy?
Oh, it's quite difficult to answer, really.
Yeah.
I think if I have to, you know, fully admit, I think earlier on in the year, you know, I was going through a really hard time. it'd be really hard for me to, you know, talk to people about things and, you know, keep a lot of stuff in. Like I think a lot of guys my age would. But, you know, after having some counselling, after you sort of reached out to me.
I've got to clarify that in a minute, but yeah, carry on.
It kind of, it's given me the confidence again to actually believe in myself, that I actually am worth something to the world. Even if it is like, you know, I'm thinking of my kids, my friends, you know, some family and
that boy sitting
Batman
next
as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, I called you Batman then. just to make you happy, Taryn. But now I'm looking back and I'm so much happier. I feel like I can get up in the day and I can just, even if it is a tough day, I've got good people around me, you know, and I can
amazing
share experiences and I try my best to lift everyone else up as well. And that's like quite good for other people.
No, that's really cool, man. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there with it's not always an easy or a good day, but as long as you've got that underlying, I know I'm worthy, it keeps you going.
Yeah, I think, you know, if everyone can stick together, you know, if I see that someone's having a bad day, like you, for example, you know, I'm going to reach out to you because that's naturally what I'm like.
Yeah.
And you're the same.
Yeah.
So I think it's all about like sharing the love, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, helping each other out, helping brothers and sisters and stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I, you know, when I sort of first met you, I would say that you were quite sort of inside yourself. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we had that conversation, but you say I reached out to you. You actually reached out to the Brave and Determined. You filled the form out.
That's right, yeah.
So you reached out to us.
Yeah.
And the same with Taryn as well, you know. And that is the first step, is asking for help. So you boys were brave enough to stand there and say, actually, I need some help here. And that's credit to you. And a big shout out to anyone out there who is going through something. The first step is to admit that there's something wrong and ask for help. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
No, there
isn't. It takes a lot of bravery to reach out.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, to admit that you have a problem and to carry on with life or to improve your life, you have to admit where you're going wrong and you have to reach out sometimes, you know, whether it's going to the doctor or, you know, speaking to a counselor or even talking to a friend. Everything will help. It does not help keeping it all in.
No, absolutely. And you hit the nail on the head there because you said it's about bravery and you've got to be brave and you've got to be determined.
And I think as well, you did a story when you got home and you did something, you said something about like how you just want to like let people know that it's all right to talk about it and to make it more, I don't know, acceptable to talk about it. Because like you say, like you see you in the gym, like I've known you for a long time, you know, going back years, and you'd look at you in the gym and you didn't think there's anything wrong, not say anything wrong with you, that's probably the wrong phrase.
Yeah, but he's a big, strong man, isn't he?
Like, and you'd be like, he's just working out, there's nothing, you know, he's in there, he's doing his thing, he's fine, you know. And you might say, you're all right, yeah, how's your day been? And if you don't talk about it, you don't say to people, actually, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
No one's going to know, are they?
That's like the whole concept of wearing a mask in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, people don't actually know what's going on inside.
No, and we never know what people are going through, do we? You know, we're all quick to judge. And
it takes a little bit of kindness as well to make people realise that actually, yeah, you can actually talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
no, you really can. And before we get on to the bit that you're
going
to say.
You know where I'm going.
You're
going
to talk about the work that they've done.
Yes.
I will say that you, the stories you put out on the socials have got people talking. There are people you won't know that are now having conversations because of what you guys did and what they saw you to. I'm not going to go middle-aged, but younger than middle-aged.
Yeah, they're both younger than middle-aged. They're way younger than me. I'm not old enough to be their dad. But
take a guess at our age.
I'm not playing this game.
Let's play this game.
No, that's a dangerous game.
Yeah. But no, the point is there'll be conversations happening, and there are conversations happening because of the work you two have done. You will never know about, but they are out there. And I just wanted you to know that.
And you are part of this. You are part of potentially saving lives, because people will see you talking and being those guys on the story, and then they will reach out for help. So a massive thank you from us to you.
And
sorry, Lisa, and on that subject, we got some feedback on the podcast. I'm going to shout out to Tom. He knows who he is. Tom, thank you for your message the other day. I used to work with Tom, and he listens to this podcast, and he said how amazing it is and how it's helped him on his journey.
Well, thanks, Tom.
And he was having a bit of a bad time, and he reached out, and I said, yep, let's meet up and have a coffee, and we can chat about stuff. So, you know, this we hope that it would always be something that would help others, and it definitely does. Mm. Sorry, Lise.
I was gonna say, not only have you helped people by talking about it, you've also helped because you've raised
how much?
£3,020.
Woo!
Wow.
Now that That is amazing. So yesterday you were at 2,930 and I was willing you guys to get $3,000.
Oh, and also, what was your prize? You were going to give someone who was the 100th donator.
It was a good friend of mine, actually. She actually had no choice but to be the 100th person.
And what was the prize?
The prize was going to be a couple of free sessions in the gym with me.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, she's already a client.
So oh, okay.
I took her out for breakfast instead.
Oh, that's amazing.
So, yeah, it was really, really good, actually.
So you've helped another 5-6 people?
No, if you've $3,000, 10 people.
10 people. Oh, God, of course it is. My math. Yeah,
that's 10
that's
people.
That's not quick math. No.
I mean, plus you got the gift aid, which is over 700 as well.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
That is so phenomenal.
So, yeah, you'll have helped more people than you'll ever know.
Yeah, that is amazing. And, you know, keep talking about it. Keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, we love you both. Absolutely love you both. And thanks for coming in. It's awesome. It's really, really cool. So, let's move on. Question time.
Who's got a question?
You've got a question.
Email your question
to
thebraveanddetermined@gmail.com.
Yes. And in fact,
the Brave and Determined Company at gmail.com.
We need to give people a shout out because we need some questions. Write in. Ask us stuff.
Anything.
Anything. Anything?
Anything.
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 Right. So,
I'm
going to ask a question. And it's a bit of a difficult
one. Serious.
It is a bit serious, actually. So, Lise, you're going to go first. Oh. Tell me about a moment in your life that transformed you. It's coming at you, Harv, and you boys.
Well, probably the moment we sat in that car and you said to me, "Are you all right? I think you need some, you know, do you need some help?" Because I think the person I am today is not the person I was before I had counselling. And I think I'm back to where I was. Or the we're always evolving, but
that
moment in the mini,
driving back from Scaffold Pike.
I think, because if I hadn't have
Mini's the best car.
That therapy changed a lot for me. And the person the person I was then and the person I was after it.
That's
really cool. I would say therapy transformed my life.
Well, it's that moment, isn't it?
Yeah, that one moment. Yeah, because hadn't have gone up there and we hadn't been driving back like that and I hadn't been sat in the back and
you should
crying going.
You were going, do you want a Harry Potter? Yeah.
You're right, Lisa. Yeah, I'm fine.
We're like, yeah, I don't think you are.
I don't think you are, yeah.
And you should buy a mini because they're really
I
cool.
I really want a mini.
Yeah, you should buy a mini.
Have you got a mini?
I'd love a mini.
Taryn's got a mini. Oh,
hang on. I do, a mini one.
Oh, I'd want a mini Cooper, obviously.
That one's a mini. The one you cried in was a mini Cooper.
Yeah, so I would say that moment transformed my life.
There you go. Harv?
Can I have two moments?
Selfish, but yeah, go on.
Well, because one,
it's all about
one,
you, isn't it?
Yeah. One I've spoken about on here before, and that was the moment that that junior doctor told me in the medical practice that I got to stop trying to beat my mental health challenges and learn to manage my mental health challenges because trying to beat them was putting me in a way worse place. I won't go into details on that, but that was a really, really, really crucial moment for me. And the other one, there's a theme here, was sat in a car with you.
Really?
Or in a car park with you where this was formed, where the Brave and Determined was formed.
Yeah.
And that moment, everything in this room and the next room and everything in around town and the 262 people we've helped and the merch everybody's wearing and those guys going on a long walk.
And you giving up drinking and you buying a house.
All of that stemmed from that moment.
There you go. God, man, that's
quite a moment. Yeah, that's,
what about you? What's your transforming moment?
I've probably got a couple. I don't have a moment where it all got better. I've got a few highlights where things happened and people said things to me. One of them was driving to the physiotherapist because I had put my back out at CrossFit and I had massive chest pain. And I remember her saying, "Are you all right?" And that was like your moment and it wasn't all right. But the things that happened before that, that broke me, that like took, that stripped everything away and got me to the point of like going for a walk at lunchtime and crying and not knowing what was going on and why. It's all of those moments led to that point of someone going, "Are you all right?" Mm. And I'm going, "Oh shit, no, I'm not. I'm not okay." And then it led down the route of, I think I need to do something about this. And that's when I phoned that number. And that's when I spoke to Jackie. And that changed my life. Mm. What are you boys saying, Taryn? A moment that changed your life.
I think a mic needs to go.
No, no, it's on. No. I'm very organized.
My what I can recall is when I actually served you in Coffee One and you went away and you texted me like a couple of minutes later saying, are you okay? And since that moment, I realized that I wasn't.
Oh, bless you.
I mean, I was like in a robot mode where things were just sinking down and you actually telling me, are you okay? That was the first step.
I remember that day.
Yeah, yeah,
because,
so do I.
Yeah, because you were like, you weren't you. And I was like, I walked out and I was with Nick and I said, he's not all right.
No.
Yeah.
And so
that's good.
Yeah, I'm so thankful you texted me because if you didn't.
Oh, man. What about you, Laurie?
I can't actually think of anything off the top of my head, but I would say after becoming a personal trainer, that changed my life because I actually got to do things for others. I actually help people with their mental health as well as their physical health.
How long have you been a PT?
It's not long, 2.5 years.
Okay.
But I've always wanted to do it, but that's, you know, that's thanks to Jack as well.
Yeah.
You know,
he's always been helping me. He used to help me in the gym.
Jack's
years ago. Yeah, Rivers me in the old gym.
Yeah.
You're always helping people.
Yeah. So that, I mean, that for me is.
What? You know Laurie from Rivers me?
Like old day Rivers me. Yeah. Like six, seven years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you were there.
Yeah. Oh, no, he didn't work there. But she used to train.
Oh,
so there used to just be like a group of us at like 5:30.
Yeah.
And then, they just like help us out.
You're blushing again.
I know, I am.
Do you love Laurie? Do you love Laurie a bit?
I do love Laurie.
Maybe she's got a thing.
We've all got a bit of a crush on Laurie.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's the voice. But yeah, no, that for me, you know, that does a lot. That changes my life every day.
Yeah.
And then obviously doing this walk for you guys has made things even clearer. That's, you know, really made me feel good about myself to be able to give back to others. That it really pushes you determined to, you know, really put someone else's life in a better place is a really good feeling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
so what is next for you boys? Have you got something in mind?
Did someone say skydive?
Well, there is, and that's what I'm asking, because Taryn is absolutely petrified of heights. And there was a bit of a deal, wasn't there, that you would do a skydive. So is that what's going to happen?
Yeah, so Clever Clogs.
I'm assuming you mean Taryn.
I do mean Taryn. That's the nicest thing I could say about this on a podcast.
Because you can't use the other C word.
Because I can't use that. Lisa. Lisa, come on. But yeah, he cleverly said that we do a skydive to help raise the money. And then obviously people have just gone crazy for it.
Yeah.
To be fair, we were like £300 at a time. And I didn't realize it's going to blow up like this.
Yeah.
So I regret it. But
but you're gonna do it.
But I've got to do it.
Amazing. Well, we look forward to that. That will be cool. Right, rants. I'm looking forward to the rant today.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
What to do in your rant?
I've got a good rant. You'll love my rant.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'm not gonna go first, though.
Oh, okay.
Go on, Harv.
I'll go. Okay. This is a very personal rant. Well, this is a two tiered rant. Okay.
Ooh.
The first tier of my rant for those of us in the rooms that have got kids at school and kids that have had to do cooking at school. Is the late night ingredient run.
Oh, man.
When
9:45. Yeah. Oh, I've got cooking tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly that.
So and I've got to make a specific type of pasta
that the
ingredients only come from an Italian supermarket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, this is so this leads into it. So I went to the gym on Monday night. I was on my way back. Nay messaged me saying, Josh has got cooking tomorrow. Can you pick up some couscous? Right? Couscous, you think, would be a fairly... I mean, I know what couscous is. That tells you a lot.
Can't you buy couscous, like Ainsley Harriet couscous? Only takes like a minute.
Yeah, well, yeah, but they needed plain. Just the plain couscous. Yeah. So I was driving from Gill back to Sherborne, where there's a road closure as well, which is a nasty, horrible detail that I got to take. Anyway, so I went to Co-op, Millbourne Port.
Ooh, not a shout not out. A Co-op.
Not a shout out to Co-op
they're
Millbourne Port, which
couscous.
Was shut.
Well, they didn't have couscous anyway, I wouldn't have thought.
Well, no, but couscous...
Oh, it's a big one.
Mm. No, but co-op should be little and often, and it should be open late, 10 o'clock, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was it's normally 10 o'clock. That
it's
was
a good
shut.
Job, because this podcast is not sponsored by co-op.
No, it ain't. So then I went to the Morrison's Garage in Sherborne, and I knew that was a risk.
Yeah.
I knew that was a gamble, but I thought I'd try it out.
Why don't you just get to Sainsbury's?
Just wait.
Sorry.
Just wait. They didn't have it. By the time I come out of there, Sainsbury's was shut because Sainsbury's doesn't open till 10 because it's Sherborne.
Is it in Sherborne? Is it posh and it's Sainsbury's?
Everyone's in bed by
Sainsbury's.
Everyone's
it's
in
not
bed
Sainsbury's.
By 9.
Sainsbury's and Waitrose, our only supermarkets, were shut. So I went to the other co-op in Sherborne, asked the guy there, do you have any couscous? Nah, but we got hummus.
Yeah, that'll do.
This stage of the day.
So I was like, all right, okay, I'll go to the Asda, the big Asda garage in Yeovil. So I'm getting further away from home now. And I'm still in cold, sweaty clothes that are drying.
Where's the Asda garage?
Next to Macca's.
Yeah, next
bottom
to Macca's.
Of Babylon.
You know Macca's.
McDonald's.
Oh, that's not going to have it either.
Well, they did have it.
It was
and they'd sold out of couscous.
Because everyone else in Sherborne was looking for
yeah,
the
because everyone's cooking.
Yeah. So I thought, well, okay, Aldi. Aldi is bound to have couscous.
Well, so now you're in town.
Now
pretty much.
It's 9:45 and I'm in Aldi.
I'm surprised that was open. I thought they shut at 9.
What, Aldi?
Yeah.
No, they're a tenner. And I was in there and I said to the woman, do you sell couscous? And then she showed me where the couscous used to be.
Well, still it wasn't there.
No. And she went, oh, we used to. It was there. And there was no couscous. And then she radioed someone, no couscous. And
who did she radio?
I don't know, the couscous department. The
couscous lady.
So then I went to Lidl's and bought some couscous.
I'd have just gone to Tesco's 24-hour.
What time did you
go? I didn't want to get that far, like start going across town.
What time did you get home?
I was gone 10.
10:45.
Yeah. And in the middle of all that, Nate had texted me saying, don't worry, I'll get it in the morning. But at that point, I'm like, no, I'm getting this couscous.
Well, and where are you going to get it? Where are you going to get it in the morning?
Yeah. Haven't got it.
Well, maybe Waitrose would have been open.
Yeah, and had it.
So I bet they got a whole aisle of couscous in Sainsbury's and Waitrose.
Waitrose, they definitely have it.
So there was the ingredient thing, the not finding it thing, and then the knowing full well that now he's made his couscous, he ain't going to eat that.
What was he making couscous?
Roast vegetable couscous.
Well, of course
he's an
11-year-old
boy.
Why don't you buy a packet?
That's going straight in a bin.
I haven't even seen it. Oh, no, he left it at school anyway.
Yeah. Oh, man, I remember those days. What a pain.
Yeah.
That's a good one, though. That is a decent rant.
What was the second level was just the...
No, it was just the fact of the ingredients thing.
Oh, okay.
When you get that... Oh,
sorry,
I've got.
I thought there was like two.
I need some
rants.
Himalayan mountain goat.
Rock salt or something.
Yeah.
My rant.
I don't feel like my rant's anywhere near as good as
my
that.
Rant's going to fit quite nicely with your rant because you had to drive down this road.
Oh, okay.
You know which road I'm going to talk
I
about.
Do, yeah.
So, dual carriage, you'll know this as well, living in Yeovil. Driving into Yeovil, you've got a dual carriageway from Sherborne to Yeovil.
Yeah.
And it's about 5 miles long.
Yep.
They are modifying the road. So they've dropped it to a 60 limit to first thing because it was a bit dangerous there.
Can I have a question on that?
May have a question.
Is that always going to be that, or is it just because they're doing some work?
No, 60 is the new limit.
60 is the new limit on that dual carriageway. So it's a 60 the whole way along. But what they're doing is they're blocking a bit of road up so you can't drive across the...
It's a nasty accident spot.
There was a really bad accident, and so they're doing that. And I totally get it, right? But what they've done, as you're driving into Yeovil, they've put a 30 limit in. And I measured it today, 1.8 miles of 30 limit before you hit a friggin' traffic cone.
Yeah, two lanes open,
30 mile an hour limit, 1.8 miles before you even hit a traffic cone. So what everyone does is get on a dual carriageway, does 60 in a 30 until you hit those the cones, and then they slow down to 30. And then go through that bit at 30 because I think everyone's like, no, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
There's people working on the road. I'll do 30 through it. But why for the 1.8 miles before it, is it a 30 limit? Who does that? Who said?
It drives me mad.
Who said, right, boys, we've got to put a 30 limit in. All right, Gov. Yeah, we'll do that. Well, we'll put the 30 limit in where the cones start. No. Do it 2 miles before. 2 miles. And then someone must have gone, really? 2 miles? Yeah, 2 miles.
I mean,
but there's no risk to anyone. No one's down there. No, I know. But 2 miles.
And at the other end, there isn't an extension of it. It comes straight out.
Yeah.
You go 60 again.
So you get off coming the other way. You come up Babylon. It's a 30 as soon as you get off the roundabout. You go past the roadworks where there was a speed camera the other day. So you have to do 30.
Ooh.
And then as soon as...
Saturday because I wasn't doing 30.
I got nicked again on Lysander, 42 and a 30. Anyway, you get up to the roadworks there. And as soon as you pass it, it goes to 60. I mean, what are you thinking? That's Dorset Roads. Shout out to Dorset.
Isn't it Somerset?
No, it's Dorset.
Is it still Dorset?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, and it's not really a rant because there is a positive out of it, hospital parking prices.
Oh.
Yeah, you knows it.
Yeah.
£3.30 for 20 minutes.
They're privately owned as well, aren't they?
No, but I do think that the money from the car park goes back into
some
the hospital.
Some of them go
if
back
it does,
in, yeah.
And that's
why it's
I don't think
too
all
much.
Of it does. I think some of it does.
Yeah, I mean, they've got to pay for the car park because that must cost a fair bit. But you hope that some of it
I think,
does go back
some
in.
Of it does.
But that's extortionate money,
right,
isn't
do
it?
Do you know what? There was some guy was doing like a scam at the one at Salisbury Hospital. He put a QR code over the reader. You know, like when you go to pay and it's got a thing that you scan, he put his own QR code over it. So not only were people paying him, they were then getting fined by the hospital because they weren't actually paying their parking.
That's a really good thing to do, though.
But
what you need to do is link it to Just Given and give it to the Stars Appeal. Yeah. That's what you should do, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your rant, Lise?
Well, it's not really a rant. It's just a bit of a moan. Spiders.
Yeah.
One, you only ever find them when you're in a hurry and you need to like either be getting to bed or going out or something, like in your house.
You find them, like you're looking for them.
Well, like they're there, aren't they? Like they're not there on a Saturday afternoon.
How much of a hurry are you into getting to bed?
I'm very big hurry.
Like, are you running?
The other night I was like...
stripping off as she's running up the stairs to get in
the bed. The other night I'd come straight in, bypassed everything downstairs, straight in, upstairs, had a shower, got ready for bed, thought, oh, I haven't got a drink. Went downstairs, it was late as well. Went downstairs... went to the kitchen and there was a massive spider in the corner. I think I messaged Nick about it something at the same time. I was like, there's a spider in the corner. And I was like, if I hadn't come down here, one, I wouldn't know it was there and I'd have just happily gone to bed. But now I know it, so I've got to do something about it.
What'd you do with it?
Oh. Why do you have to do something about it? It's not going to bother you.
Oh, no. I mean, this was big. This was like an outdoorsy.
That's the size you're making there, a full tarantula. Yeah.
That's Lisa's full hand size.
So, unfortunately for this one, I've got a spider killer spray and I had to spray this one because it was right in the corner. I couldn't reach it.
Poor spider.
You so pick them up there. Yeah.
I sprayed it and it died a very slow death whilst being sprayed constantly.
I'm a glass and a piece of paper.
Although
guy.
I have now got a new thing, a spider catcher.
Oh, is that the little like
it's
nylon thing?
You get that in the middle of little.
It's got a it's Amazon. It's got a handle and a like a square cube on the bottom, but it's got a slidey door. So you put it over the spider, you flip it, and the door slides down, and so then you can carry it out and put it outside. But this morning I found one before I was going to work and it's not there now.
Were you in a hurry?
I didn't have time to get it. So now, where's it gone?
It's in your bed.
It will be in my bed, won't it?
Where was it in the house?
By the front door.
Yeah, it knows where your bed is.
Yeah.
It was heading out there.
Just don't like spiders. Spiders are my rant.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's not a good rant. It's just I don't like spiders.
On the spider community.
I'll bring you there next time I've got one.
It's a long way for me to drive.
You can come and get one.
At least you ain't got to go through that 30.
I tell you what, if you pick it up, nothing bad will happen.
I would never touch a spider.
It was funny. I was at work and a guy goes, oh, come on, don't worry about that. It's only a spider. And he picked it up in his hands and it bit him.
Oh.
And he went, ah! And I was like, ah, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, no.
Right,
no
you need. Boys, come on, what you got? You must have a little rant.
I mean, I...
Come on, Mr. Sexy Voice, what you got for
got
us?
A couple.
Yeah,
but I'm going to bring up Coffee One because I think that needs to be done.
Is that controversial?
Well, it's his employer, so I'm wondering where this is going.
So
other coffee chains are available.
Take some hints from this, guys. So you could be really busy. You know, you're making coffee after coffee after coffee. You're wanting a break, you know. We can't go for a break until the queue's gone.
Isn't Taran the manager?
He is. I mean, barely. I feel like we run it together, don't we?
Yeah, Taran's not nodding. Anyway.
No, he's not. But anyway, so... You could be on the till, and I'm not the best on the till because, you know, I'm a little bit miserable sometimes and a bit grumpy, but you get a customer who comes in. You're like, oh, hello. What would you like? And they go...
You don't do that. I've seen... You do not do it like that.
Hang on a second.
Hello.
All right, fine. It's more
if you use that voice, you'll sell a load more coffee.
Yeah. I think,
especially to females between the age of 20 and 30.
Yeah, and
hi, would you like a coffee?
Oh, am I falling into that bracket?
Yeah.
You are, Lisa. she's going to go red again. I think she is starting to go red again.
I will, just because you said it. Like, it naturally happens.
Anyway, so you'll ask the customer what they want, and they'll go, I'll just have a normal coffee. Like a normal coffee. What's a normal coffee? We're in a coffee shop. A coffee shop that sells cappuccinos.
Yeah, it sells everything.
Lattes, it sells everything. And like, what is a normal coffee?
Yeah.
Coffee with milk.
That's is it Americano though, Lisa?
Well, I don't drink coffee, so.
But you get the point because it's a coffee shop.
Yeah, but at least just because you don't drink coffee doesn't mean you don't know what it is. Like if you don't watch TV, it doesn't mean you go, oh, I don't even know what a television is.
I wouldn't know what an Americano, I wouldn't know the difference between a flat white and an Americano.
You'd know the difference between an espresso and an Americano though.
Is espresso the little one?
Yeah.
So you do know.
But is it got, it doesn't have milk in it. It's just.
Well, you can put milk in it if you want, but it's a very small cup.
Yeah, I wouldn't really know because I don't drink coffee.
So you like it when people say, can I just get a normal coffee?
I love it, yeah. It really brings a big smile to my face. But what?
Because you have to pick it apart, I suppose,
exactly.
And say, well, black or white, do you want an Americano?
Yeah, exactly.
A short coffee?
You're reeling off all the drinks that they have. And then they'll just say, yeah, I'll just have one of those. And then you say, oh, that's £3.40 or 60. And they go, how much? How much? And then, do you take cash? Some places don't take cash these days. Okay.
Well, that's all right.
So I've got some to get rid of. That's what I always say.
They get it out of their pockets and they'll go, oh, I'd actually, I'm a little bit short.
Put it back.
Okay, so pay with card then, you know?
Actually, I'm going to have a little rant here.
Okay.
Go on.
The cost of tea in a coffee shop.
Ooh.
It's a tea bag with hot water. It doesn't need to cost. The other day I paid like £3.50 or something.
Yeah, tea and is expensive.
If you get like tea leaves, you can't then say, can you top that up for me? And like get more than 1.5 cups.
It's your fault for not liking coffee.
Thing is though, listen.
It shouldn't be that much money.
I'll tell you
what.
The question for you is like, if you're going to go to a coffee shop, why would you get tea in the first place? Like,
because I don't drink coffee and everyone, you only meet at a coffee shop. It's not a tea shop, is there?
That's a you problem.
There is. There are tea shops available.
Yeah.
Not in Shaftesbury.
They're full of old women and they're in Yorkshire.
Yeah, but I would say Saltcell is a tea shop, isn't it? They don't really sell like coffee.
But again,
there.
I bet it's £3.50 in there.
Do you go to the pub and ask for
a lime and soda? Probably.
Coke. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I'm not
you're going to say a beer or.
No, I'm a lime and soda.
No, unfortunately. Yes. We're all lime
the right
and soda.
I mean,
that was really bad to bring
I
up.
I mean,
actually.
I get you have to like wash the pot and the cup. I get that.
I tell you what.
It's still hot water in a tea bag.
Tea in coffee one, the peppermint tea is the best peppermint tea I've ever drunk.
So next time I come in for a cup of tea, I don't expect to be charged £3.50. Thank you, please.
I got a kit.
Just bring your own tea bag.
I bring my own tea bag. I just have some hot water.
Do you know people actually do that?
I bet they do.
Yeah, they say, oh, can I just have some
And do you charge them for that hot water?
No, but
well,
I'm going next time.
You should do.
You are a £7, please.
£7, yeah. And you're not getting a smile.
Because we're a coffee shop, not a t-shirt.
And you're not getting a smile, did you?
No smiles with the service, no.
And it ain't coming in a mug.
You're a mug.
You are a mug.
I got accused yesterday of being one of those people who drinks green tea and tells everyone about it. And I was like,
I had my suspicions.
Yeah, but like,
you look the sort.
You look like the kind.
I wish I'd never mentioned it. I got like.
Would you tell people the benefits of green tea?
No. I just like green tea.
There were no benefits.
And then this guy.
Zero benefits.
This guy goes. No one likes green tea. And I was like, no, I do. And he's like, oh, yeah. And he went on and on and on about how no one likes green tea. I don't know why you drink it. Da, 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 da. And I was like, well, I like it. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I just like tea. Mm.
Anyway. I also can't understand why people will have a decaf coffee.
Yeah,
I
don't drink.
It's like,
oh, in the morning? No.
Bro.
After lunch?
You need, like, decaf doesn't even come into my world.
So I don't drink decaf coffee.
That's good to hear.
But I only drink up until lunchtime, then I don't drink coffee after that. But then I drink green tea, peppermint tea, chamomile tea. Because real men drink
chamomile
tea.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
I don't mind a chamomile tea.
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Right, Taron, what have you got for us? Laurie, I love that. You're not
we hijacked it.
You're
slightly.
Not even getting a smile.
You know when you're like driving home in the dark and you've got one person behind you, four beams, and you've got another car coming towards you with four beams. Yeah. I mean, I'm in a mini, so I'm lower down than everyone else, and you've got someone blinding you this way, you've got someone blinding behind you.
Yeah.
And like,
dip your lights. LED lights are a big rap for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because they're not even full beamed, are they? And they're still blinding
they're
me.
They're so bright.
Especially
so incredibly
you've got like an
bright.
Old Fiesta that's just got normal lights on it and you can't do it back. Sometimes I flash people back. Just because I think their lights are brighter than mine.
Well, and then they put them on full beam and then you're blinded. Like, you're totally blinded. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like everywhere we walked, like when we're on our walk,
there's
Volvo, 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 Volvo.
Laurie loves a Volvo, doesn't he?
Have you got a Volvo? Oh, yeah.
Have you not seen his Instagram with his photos of his Volvo?
I need to have a look at your
Volvo.
He
loves his Volvo.
What Volvo you got?
XC90.
Oh, I do like an XC90. Yeah. What year is it?
It's a 2012.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I love an XC90. I've had an XC60 as a hire car and really nice motor.
Yeah, they're all pretty good to be fair. Yeah. But you know, you can't beat it. I just think it's like really manly, you know.
Yeah.
Seven seats. You can get seven women in there.
Well then,
but then you have to wait. Yeah, you have to wait outside.
I'm just going to lock the car and lock seven women in there.
Right,
that's it.
Moving swiftly on.
Do you need any applications for that? How do we apply?
All right.
Serve a spot for you.
There's sounds like there's some conversations are going to carry on after this episode.
Well, and there's a challenge there. How long can Lee sit in the XC90 with Laurie? Anyway, so I reckon that's a wrap, isn't it? I reckon we're done.
It's got to be.
I think so.
Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for everything you do. We love you guys being a part of the Brave and Determined.
Absolutely.
You're friggin' awesome, you two. So
you're
thank
welcome,
you.
You're welcome.
And now for the best part.
So you're going to love this bit because Lisa's now going to sing us out.
I mean, you can sing as well if you want. You've got a microphone in your hand.
I bet he's a good singer.
You've already decided what song, haven't you?
Yeah, Life's a Roller Coaster by Ronan Keating.
Do you know
terrible song.
I found love.
Yeah, I might be able to jump
fight it.
Come on,
that's
let's go.
Irish bit. Do you like
go
on,
yeah, do it, go.
Life is a roller coaster, just gotta ride it all night long.
Wow.
That was amazing, Lise. Thanks so much. Guys, you're all awesome. We love you. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.